Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Strong cattle markets have given producers a bit of a welcome challenge: how to reinvest their profits into their operations. On today's Almanac, Extension educators Brock Ortner and Glennis McClure discuss what have been key factors that have contributed to strong prices for the past few years.
When I think of the current cattle cycle, as compared to the last one where the high prices kind of terminated in 2015 and then sharply declined in 2016, I think this cattle cycle is a little bit unique just in terms of how low the cow herd inventory is. In fact, I think it's been cited before that this current cow herd inventory is the lowest it's been since the 1950s. And there's a couple underlying reasons for that. The first one that comes to mind really is this perpetual drought that the state of Nebraska seemed to be in, and a lot of the really big beef producing states. This drought, even though we might have a year of abundant rainfall, throughout the last 5 or so years, persistent drought has been characterizing a lot of the beef production states. So with this in mind, this can incentivize producers to sell off a portion of their herd to match the forage resources that they have available. With this, we also have an aging producer base. So as prices increase, this might be the right time for some people to make the decision to leave the business, sell off the cow herd. And a lot of the time, these cattle may go into other people's cow herds, but a lot of the time, these may enter the feed yard. And lastly, with this really, really high record prices that we're seeing, this also leads to decision-making on operations of whether or not we're going to retain heifers. And based on the signals that I've seen thus far, even this far into the year, it seems like larger percent of heifers are being placed in the feed yard than would be expected at this point. But as we look forward, it's only a matter of time for producers to start considering retaining these heifers and more producers to enter the business. Because in a free market system, when prices are high, people enter the business, and the opposite is true when prices are low. So I think those are some of the key considerations that we have when we look at the current cattle market.
Thanks for having us, Ryan, on this. So yes, great points, Brock, for sure. And I, you know, as I've kind of looked into this too, we, at this point anyway, we still have good demand on the consumer side. So that again has helped keep the prices higher. And as you said, if there are heifers that are saved back to rebuild herds, which I'm sure there's definitely thought on that. You know, a lot of folks are like, well, is this the time if we could to rebuild, to build those up? So as that happens, then the beef inventory gets tighter, again. So there's just a lot of different factors kind of, working on this whole cycle in the upmarket.
Stay tuned to Nebraska Extension Almanac for more on this topic of smart spending and record cattle markets. Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.